A Place Called Home, read by Willow Nash.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Aldgate, London, 1861. The strange gentleman was there again, sitting in a brougham drawn by a sleek black gelding. The coachman sat as still as a dummy in a shop window, with his caped greatcoat pulled up to his chin and a striped woollen muffler covering the lower part of his face. He stared straight ahead, neither looking to left nor right. Lucy Pocket shot a sideways glance at the man in the carriage and was met with an unblinking stare. He had been in the same spot yesterday and the day before. His eyes were a piercing blue, set wide apart beneath satanic-looking black brows, and he was clean-shaven. His hair was long, reaching his shoulders in curls that gleamed like silver. She looked away quickly. There was a coat of arms in the lozenge on the carriage door, but heraldry was as unfamiliar to her as the languages spoken by foreign sailors from the ships that arrived daily at St. Catherine Docks. The man was obviously a toff, but the business which brought him to such a rough area as Nightingale Lane was anyone's guess. The romantic name of the road belied the fact that it was, and always had been, an area where the police worked in pairs and ordinary people walked in fear. Lucy quickened her pace, concealing the bundle she carried beneath her ragged shawl as she headed towards Cat's Hole.